God. I just want to take a little time this morning just to really have a little look back across the year and just thank God for all the blessings, all that the Lord has done over the last 12 months. Meryl and I are going to be on holidays from tomorrow for the next couple of months. Got some long service leave that the auditor has been saying, make this guy take some long service leave. I think I've got about 7 or 8 months leave clocked up, so I'm only taking 2 months. I'm not going to take 8 months. But we do need to take some leave, and so we'll take... Yeah, I miss you already, so thank you. but we will come for the carols. Everybody's coming to the carols, aren't we? Yes, we'll all be there. And we'll be here for Christmas Day, because you're our family and you spend time with your family on Christmas Day. So you will see us around. We just will be on the holidays. But just really want to, just to start this morning, just really want to thank all the faithful leaders in the life of our church. And church doesn't just happen. There's a lot of things that happen. Some of you just rock up on a Sunday and seems as everything's already there, but there's a lot of people that work really hard, are very faithful in the life of the church. So I just really want to thank and honour all our leaders who work really hard. If you're a leader in the church, you can jump to your feet. Just stand up. Let's put our hands together. We want to bless the leaders. Put our hands together and bless them, all those involved in areas of leadership, those that are in our grow groups and leading different areas as well. And Graham and Josie, I see they've done a huge amount of work on our duty of care with the children and others that have worked really hard, different areas. And we just want to honour you, those that are hosted this year. You've opened your home and allowed people to come in. We want to honour you and bless you and thank you as well. So leaders, you can sit down. We just want to thank you and honour you, bless you for all that you do and contribute in the life of the church. Also, I want to bless all those that are on a roster. If you're on a roster or you serve or you help in some way or you mow the lawns faithfully like John Grubasek, our gardens always look fantastically mowed, or you're out there weeding or whatever it is, looking after the roses. But if you serve in some way and you're on a roster and you do turn up when you're on the roster, that's always a good thing. And the other thing, the good thing to do is to turn up on time. That always helps when we're on a roster. But if you're serving on a roster or some way, just stand to your feet. We want to thank you. You can jump to your feet if you're serving in some way. Let's put our hands together. Or, Yula, you should be standing. Heather, you guys don't stop working. You stand up. You should be standing. Paul, you should be standing. I think Jacinta, I've seen you. I think Linda, you should be standing. Oh, well, let's put our hands together. Let's just bless all these ones that really work hard. And most people, I think most of us, so you can be seated. But again, look, church is really a team, and it's a team effort that really helps. And, you know, I really honor, really appreciate Paul and Andrew and Shannon that are there working. Come most Wednesdays, they're working around the place and doing a whole lot of stuff for helping with Pastor John and so some things around the building and stuff. So look, we're just so grateful, so blessed by all your faithfulness. We know you don't do it to bless us, you do it because you serve God, you love the Lord, you want to honour him. But we are blessed, and we're blessed as a family because of your faithfulness. So thank you for all that you've done. It's great this year to see people that have come to Christ and people being baptised, people coming to membership. It's always exciting to see, and we really are grateful for all that the Lord has done this year. We had some great speakers across the year. Remember Pastor Fue, we had him from Papua New Guinea, and Tony McLennan from the Bible League came and shared. Well, and we've got a brand new sound desk, so we're still getting some ironing out some things there. But we praise God for that blessing as well. Pastor Somanathan from Sri Lanka, we were blessed with him. And of course, Pastor Barry Silverback who came, Pastor Ray Gilmore. Iron and Clay, remember Iron and Clay? Remember Captain Eric, the flames shooting up to the ceiling with Captain Eric? That was an interesting one with our family service and covenant players we had a couple of weeks ago in our cafe night. So just wonderful to have that input. And great things that happened across the year. We had our Thanksgiving service that we had earlier on in the year. And that was just a wonderful blessing as we honoured people from the community, but also honoured people within the church in our Thanksgiving service. We had our camp in Anglesey. Hands up, we went to the camp. Remember the camp? A few more of you there. There's a few away that were at the camp. We had an awesome time at the camp, and that's always a blessing. Linda works hard organising that, so we had an awesome time there. We had our Pure Conference, and Muriel spoke at the Ladies' Conference. Our Leaders' Seminar, which we had in an evening with Barry Silverback, that was a great night. Our 30th anniversary, we turned 30, didn't we? And that was just a wonderful joy to be able to celebrate and praise God for that. We had our Grow Conference with Tony McLennan from the Bible League, and that was awesome. And I trust that you're actually using that way of life that he taught us, that you're actually sharing with your friends that you're actually using that, because nobody in the church has an excuse for, oh, I don't know how to share my faith, because we've put some really good tools in your hands, and so we can do that freely. And a church picnic that we had a great time at the church picnic, just some wonderful things that we did across the year. It's great to see life and things bubbling in the church, some great miracles and breakthroughs. Great to see Marie here, a living miracle. We praise God for you, Marie, and all that God has done in your life, and wonderful things that God has done. He's an awesome God, isn't he? Oh, look, if I was asking you and I was an unbeliever and I asked you that question, you go, I would not be convinced. He's an awesome God, isn't he? Okay, I'm convinced now. I am convinced. Praise God. I was already convinced, but now I know you're convinced. Praise God. We had a theme for this year at the invitation. We're just going to watch this clip just to what we showed at the beginning of the year, but a bit of revision on some of the things that we've covered across the year with the invitation. So let's just watch this.
We pray, let revival come, let the people sing the glory of your name.
For this place, come on, say,
let
That was our theme for the year, and we're actually going to be following some of those things on into next year. We haven't got through everything that year, and really what we're, our heart in the church is that we really have that, the culture in our church, that, that we're doing that. And I trust that you've already invited people along for next Sunday night. If you haven't invited anyone to anything all year and you think, oh, hang on, that was the whole theme for the year and I haven't actually done anything, well, you've still got a chance. You've still got time. Grab some of those Carol's vouchers and brochures and cards that are out there. Invite someone along. Invite someone along. You never know. Just a simple invitation to something like a Carol's night could be the turning point in their entire eternity just because you invited them. To never underestimate how significant it is that when we invite someone along, have that step along the journey. One of the things we really looked at the beginning of the year was looking at our process as our church, our purpose, sorry, back again, the purpose of the church. And our grow church, our purpose, growing in God, in relationships, outreach, and working together. Those four aspects, really we see that's really what we're on about. And down the bottom there is really the end game, if you like, that we want it to be everything that God has made us to be, every one of us, that the full potential of God, that he's destined and preordained in our lives, is fulfilled in our lives. And sad thing is not everybody reaches their potential in life, but our prayer and our aim and our goal is that each of us will be flourishing in the potential of God in our lives. And we looked at that as a process, so just we'll put that up for a moment. And you can see there that we're looking, our purpose is like a process. It's something that we work through. We know that our Christian life is a journey, and all of us are at different points along the journey. And so we looked at the very starting point is that we all want to be growing in God. And I just really encourage you, look across this year and ask yourself, well, how did I grow in God this year? And what do I mean by that? Well, ask yourself, am I closer in my relationship with God than I was with the Father? Am I closer to my Father, Heavenly Father, than I was at the beginning of the year? Now, there's a little bit of year left, so you've got some time. You've got a little bit of catch-up. So good, still got another 3 weeks or so before the year ends. But are you closer to God in your relationship? Is that intimacy growing in your life? Are you more Christ-like? Are you more Christ-like in your actions, your attitude, your responses? So you'll know that yourself. Some people might look at that and they can make what it's not what other people think. It's what God thinks. It's really the audience of one is who we live for. But you can look at your own life and say, am I a bit more Christ-like? Have I become more like Jesus in my life? And so that's a good little step along to see how that we've actually grown in God and all the potential that God has. Am I actually doing what God has asked me to do, or am I just wasting time marking off days on a calendar, or am I actually achieving and becoming and being what God wants me to do, what he wants me to do and who he wants me to be? But growing God, and so it's important, that's what we've got right there, is going to church is a very important first step to be going to church and to go every week to church, not occasionally, to be faithful and committed in that because I really want to grow in God. And so that's the minimum level, that's the basic level for people is they come along to church. But we really want to grow in our relationships, obviously in our relationship with God, but with one another. And that's why we've got grow groups. And that's that opportunity to really grow. That's an incubator of growth. You know, you want something to grow well, you put it in a hothouse environment where there's the temperature there causes growth. And that's really what the grow groups are for. The temperature there in that grow group is to help you grow and to build relationships with other people, because you'll never grow in isolation. You only grow as you're relating and with other people. And so that's an important part of our journey. And so many of us were in grow groups. Everyone's assigned to one for care reasons and for care purposes, but about two-thirds of the church go along to their grow group. If you're one of the ones who've missed out on that, then I really encourage you for next year. I'm not going to muck that up next year. I want to get that right. I want to grow in God, and I'm going to do that. The other area is in the area of outreach. And that, so our heart is that, yeah, we all come to church, we go to grow groups, but we're involved in outreaching to our friends. That's God's heart. And we have our heart-to-heart program, and so that every week in the grow groups we've been praying for people, people's individual lists are being prayed for. And the whole thing of heart to heart. We're actually doing a series of that in the grow groups next year. It's a video series that we've already recorded. And that's something for next year. But this year, how did you go praying with the people on your list? Did you do it at the beginning of the year and put it in your Bible and forget about it? Or did you say, no, I love these people. I want to see them in God's kingdom. And therefore, you were faithfully praying for them. I encourage you to do that. That area of outreach is something we really all want to lift the bar in our own lives. How many people are in heaven now because of you this year? And if you think, well, I'm not sure. Well, maybe you weren't necessarily the one that reaped them, but maybe you were a part of the journey. Because remember, it's a process for someone to come to Christ. Maybe you loved them, you cared for them, you taught them, showed them something of Christ. You shared the gospel with them. And maybe you were just someone along the process who nudged them to that point of salvation. But I encourage you to be someone who's nudging. Remember, we had some good inputs this year from Tony McClellan from the Bible League, and we had also Doug who came and shared with us about bringing people to Christ, starting godly conversations, and so we've had some good inputs. So I encourage you with that. Every one of us, we want to be growing in sharing our faith with people. And the other area is in working together, and it's so great. I'm so blessed to see so many people in our church who are really faithfully serving and contributing in one way or another. Many churches, if you do that, say how many are serving, it'd be less than 10%. But I praise God for those that are faithfully serving and growing in God. And if you haven't found what I'm supposed to be doing, well, I like to do that. I want to do something. Noel was leading this morning. His job is to help you. He's our serving director, to help you find your place. Well, what can I do? Because I'm not just right expecting everyone else to do something. I want to serve the Lord too. Then tap Noel on the shoulder. He'd be so grateful, so happy to talk to you, to help you find your place. So we want to grow in all those things. We're always growing in our relationship with God, growing in God. And we're growing in relationships with one another because we're a family. And outreaching the people that God has strategically placed in our lives and working and serving, so important that we're involved. And so where are you in the process? You might say, well, look, I'm still just struggling with the first one, just getting along to church, let alone doing anything else. Well, let's grow in the process and let's keep moving on in our journey in God. Down right there, it's got that little phrase down the corner. And as I said, that's really our end game, what we want to become. Who are we? What are we here for? It's that we be everything that God has made you to be. Individually, that you will achieve and be everything that God wants you to be, the character, the person. Because remember, when you die, well, what do you take into heaven? You don't take your car. You don't take anything else. You take your character. That's who you take. And so you're building that and building the person, being the person that God wants you to be. But also there is a doing part as well. There's certain things that God has ordained for you to do, good works that he has prepared for each of us in advance to do. And so we want to do the stuff that God wanted. He made us to do as well. He made us to be in relationship with him, number one, most importantly, to be in relationship with our Father. But secondly, there's things he wanted us to do. And if you're not doing that stuff, good time to start that, to be that. But well, how well did you grow this year? And as you look back across the year, now most people will do this towards, you know, just before they go to a New Year's Eve party or something. Good idea to start doing it now. Good idea to start taking stock. Because the reason that we do this, why do we take stock? It's not that we're going to make ourselves feel guilty. We don't want to feel guilty because of things that we haven't done. What we want to do is see, okay, well, look, I didn't really do this, but I'm going to do that in the future. I'm going to change. And change never happens unless you reassess where you are, because it's very easy just to go on blindly the same way. If you never stop and take a moment to reflect and reassess, you just keep doing the same old and same old, nothing changes. And so it's important that we do that, we take stock. How do you actually grow in God? Well, one of the things is you've got to put yourself in the right environment to grow. Going to church is really important. It is really important that you go along to church. That's how you grow. It helps position yourself to grow by coming to church and be faithful. Grow groups, a wonderful opportunity to grow. We have a conference for our church here. You don't have to go somewhere. And you don't have to pay a whole bunch of money. We have a conference here. You position yourself in a learning posture saying, I want to learn and I want to grow. That's one of the ways to grow. The other one is the Word of God. How have you got the hold of the Word of God and got the Word of God and then read the Word of God or listened to the Word of God? And that's great, but it's the application in our lives. That's what brings change in our lives. That's what forms the character of Christ within us, is when we actually get the Word of God and it gets impregnated within our heart. It gets imprinted in our thought patterns over our mind, and so that when we think and respond and react, it's in the context of the Word of God. It's not us underneath trying to be good enough or try to do what the Bible says, because you're going to fall every time, but it's the Word of God is impregnated in our heart, it's imprinted in our mind, and therefore that we just become the people that God wants us to be. We become the living epistles of Christ, the incarnated Word. Christ was the Word becoming flesh, and we begin to live like that. We begin to respond naturally according to the Word of God, because it's in its part of who we are. It's not something that we're aspiring or trying to be good enough to do. It actually becomes a part of who we are. Get the Word of God in your life, and then you'll have a consistency and a stability in your life. Doesn't matter what you go through, doesn't matter what you're happening, there's a consistency and there's a stability as we live out of the Word of God. So the Word of God will help us grow. The other thing that really helps people grow is hardships. Hands up if you had any hardships this year. If your hands down, I'm going to pray for you for paralysis. Hands up if you had a hardship this year. You've had some trouble, some struggles, some problems. Amen. Well, praise God for these men at the front who don't have any problems or any struggles for a whole year. Praise God for that. But we all go through stuff, don't we? We all go through hardships. And I know many of you gone through really hard, tough times this year. It's been really hard for many of you in different struggles. But that's life. That's a part of life, that we go through struggles. We go through difficulties. And the question I want to ask, though, is because they're actually the biggest opportunities, not the biggest, a very big opportunity at least, to grow. And the question is, when you went through the hardship or the struggle or the challenge or the difficulty, whatever you want to call it, my question is, did you learn the lesson well? Did you learn the lesson well? Because in the middle of that, God might not have caused it, but in the middle of that hardship, in the middle of that struggle, in the middle of difficulty, there was a lesson that God wanted you to take away. There's something that God wanted to do, something that he wanted to change and form within maybe your character, maybe something that God wanted to address in your thinking or your attitude in the circumstances. Did you learn the lesson well? Did you learn the lesson well? Because we know the story of the children of Israel. They didn't learn the lessons well, and they go around the wilderness again and again and again because they didn't learn the lesson. Whenever you're going through a hard time, first thing I ask is saying, Lord, and I'm not saying, Lord, why am I in this? I never ask that. I never ask, Lord, why is this happening? Because I'm too stupid enough to understand God's reasoning, or because God is sovereign, he's above all things. My little brain can't handle it. I never ask him why, but I ask him in the middle of something, I ask him what. And the what is, Lord, what are you teaching me during this time? What are you doing in my life? Lord, what is it? Is there something that you want to build within me? And the answer to that, yes, there always is. God is building something. God is doing something within us. And so when you go through a question, a difficulty, the question is, Lord, why is this happening to me? That's not the question. The question is, Lord, what are you doing in me through this? God might have caused it, but maybe God allowed it. Some things God does do. Sometimes God gives you a little push along because we need it every time along. We need, the scripture says, God disciplines those he loves. Every now and again, we need a little, come on, we're going to move on. Come on, I've got so much more for you. Here you are slacking off in mediocrity. I want you to move forward. But the question is, what has God taught you? Look back through this year and maybe the specific events that you can think of that were very difficult or trying times in your life. And it's good to look back. You know, some people say, oh, forget about the bad things. I'm only going to think about the good things. The reality is you might have had some good things and some bad things. I praise God for the good things because that's wonderful blessings. But the tough things, you look back and say, Lord, and if you didn't think at the time, now reflect back and say, Lord, well, what were you doing then? What did you teach me? Did you teach me about obedience, Lord? Did you teach me about trusting in you, about relying in you? Lord, what was it? Did you teach me to be just so much more dependent upon you? Lord, what was the lesson? Because I want to learn the lessons well. Because I don't want to go back to school again and learn the same lesson. I don't want to repeat the year. If I go through something, I don't want to have to repeat because I didn't learn the lesson. Did you learn the lessons well of the situations? That's a great way to grow through hardship, through challenges of struggle, is to say, okay, well, what am I learning for that? Look back across the year and say, okay, well, that happened, but what did I learn through that? And if you go through that and say, Lord, I don't think I learned anything, I'm just trying to survive, then I would pray and say, Lord, just reveal it to me by your Spirit. Lord, I've gone through that difficulty now, but during that time, there were things that would have been shown to me, because you never left me in the dark place. You never left me when I was struggling. Lord, you were there, and Lord, you weren't just helping me survive, you were helping me to grow. And so, Lord, what was that thing in my life? And another way that we grow, so we grow through positioning ourselves in being an environment where we can grow. We grow for the word of God that we put in our life, and then we live the word of God in our life. And as I said, through hardships and difficulty, it's a great way to grow. Not a fun way to grow, but it's a great way to grow. The other way is through serving. Serving is, if you really want to find what you like, serve. If you want to find out what your heart is like, you know, how well do you live for others, then serve. It's a great indicator of that. Because sometimes when you're serving, you'll serve and maybe you won't feel appreciated for it. Sometimes you'll be serving and doing the right thing, and you might, someone will think, hang on, you've done the wrong thing. How do we respond to that? How do we respond to that? Sometimes you get a good, well done, good and faithful servant. Sometimes you don't get anything. And sometimes you try to do the right thing and you think, hang on, I got in trouble for doing, I thought I was doing the right thing. How do we respond to that? What's our heart like? What our attitude? That's a great way to find out what you're like. So someone steps on your toe. What do you do when someone steps on your toe? How do you respond to that? Not physically, but great way to grow is through serving. And that's where you really develop that heart for other people. So be involved in serving if you want to grow. How well did you grow this year? That's the question that we've all got to ask. The year's not finished yet. Another 3 weeks or so of this year to go. But how well did you grow this year? And so I really want you to reflect. Don't wait till New Year's Eve where everybody says there and they're going to write 10 silly things that they're going to do. Yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. And the little emotional stuff that they do, feel all warm inside because it's exciting, it's a new year. And then it's all gone within the next week. It's all done. So let's reflect, let's take stock. And then let's looking forward to next year and saying, no, Lord, I determine I'm going to be tracking along that process, Lord. But I'm going to be growing in God. I'm going to position myself to grow. I'm going to make sure that the word of God is in my life. It's not an exercise of just reading it. It's inculcating it into the very person that I am and to live my life according to that. And when I go through a hardship, I'm not going to miss it because I'm whinging about the situation. I'm going to rely on you and allow you to do whatever it is through me and in me in that situation. And certainly in serving, you learn to grow. It's an interesting thing that I was set through. We've had Steve McCracken come through here a couple of times. He spoke at a conference and he's spoken here. And something that he put through on his blog recently, I just want to read this because I know that many of you will identify with this. It says, I believe that 2015 is a year of transition between a season that finished in 2014 and a brand new season that starts in 2016. To explain, I'm not just talking about an annual season. I believe the season starting in 2016 will go beyond 2016. I also believe that the season that finished in 2014 was not just an annual season. I believe 2015 has been a year of many changes, upheavals, disappointments, and many setbacks. Seems for many of us, 2015 has been one of the most challenging years of our lives. And I'd say yes to that. If I looked at my life, I think it's within the two or third most challenging years of my life. Things have not gone as we've expected them to go. Doors closed that we sure were going to open. Breakthroughs that we knew were coming this year did not. Many changes, upheavals, disappointments and setbacks. But God has been repositioning things for a purpose. And many of you will resonate that. Some of you have gone through some amazing, well, not amazingly good, some amazingly difficult situations. Some of you have gone through very traumatic things. And I really said, that really resonated with me when I read that. So I really believe there is that transition time. Sometimes when you're changing gears, you're going from one gear to another, there's that moment momentarily of almost a disengagement where the engine seems to rev and make a lot of noise, but in that very instant of just changing gears, there's a moment, a temporary moment, it seems like disengagement before then you get in the next gear and then you're propelled forward even faster. And I think for many that it's been like that this year. For some of you that have really gone through some difficulties, it's felt like, hang on, that, but it's a change in gear. It's not, the engine's not blowing up, your engine hasn't stalled. It's a change in gear and it's a new time, a new season for next year. And I'm so excitedly looking forward to next year. And I remember a wonderful vision or dream actually that Eula had, and she shared that with me. I shared it with the church, And I'm just remembering that even as I want to share these couple of scriptures with us this morning as we look for next year. First one's in Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19. You can read a whole lot more of Isaiah 43 if you want to, but these are the main two. It says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands." So see, I'm doing a new thing. See, sometimes when we come into a new year, we think, okay, well, what am I going to do? There's a whole lot of things I'm going to do. And there's some things that we need to do. And some of us need to make some changes. Some of us need to make some adjustments to our life. Some of us need to find Christ. Some of us need to make some fundamental changes in our thinking and lives, our attitudes. Some of us need to do those things for sure. There's some things we need to do. But the wonderful thing that encourages me with this particular verse, he says, see, I am doing a new thing. So it's something that God is doing, something that God is going to do. And I'm really looking forward to a new season where God says, this is something I am doing, guys. It's not about what you do. It's not about all the things that you are doing. This is something that the Sovereign Lord himself is doing. He says, I am doing a new thing. I am doing a new thing. And so, yeah, we're going to look back through, have a look at the hardships of your life, the struggles of this year, the things, and learn the lessons well. Once you got a hold of the lesson, then you just got to let that go and say, God, I'm now going forward and growing into all that you have for me. And I really believe that's a word for us as a church. I'm so much looking forward to next year. There's some great things that we're going to do about aligning everything we're doing around the process from the youngest little children all the way through. And you'll hear more about that next year. But it's what God himself is doing. We're going to do some exciting things, really exciting things that we have for next year. But they're great, and we know God's going to bless them. We know God's in them, and God's even birthed those things. But it's what God himself is going to do. Are you ready for what God is going to do next year? Yes. Are you ready? Yes. Well, get ready. Those that are ready, great. Be ready. This final verse I want to close with before we bring the children in. It's Isaiah 42, 6 and 9. And again, this is an incredibly great passage, Isaiah 42. You could start reading a lot earlier than we're going to read. It says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place. What's happened in our lives, the challenges, yeah, it happened, it was real. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. And I believe that every one of us has got to hear the voice of heaven, hear that resonance of the sound of the voice of God who's speaking forth and says, I'm declaring a new thing. There's a new thing that's going to come into my life, a new thing that's going to come into my heart. God is doing a new thing. And I'd be excited about that. I think we need to allow that to build within our lives, that God is doing a new thing. One chapter closes, and we're not ones that are governed by a calendar. We're governed by the times and seasons of God, but I believe that that is true, that there is a season that is coming to an end, and we're now going to come into a new season. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray and believe. Let's stand our feet. I want to pray for us. And praise God for all the great things, many wonderful good things that God has done this year. We've got so much to be grateful for, so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, because he's an awesome God. And there's challenges that we've all gone through, and none of us are immune from that, but we want to learn those lessons well. But more than that, we're looking forward to all that God is doing, the life that he's bringing, the new thing that God is bringing. And if you want to hear about that, Eula will solidly tell you about that wonderful vision she had two or three months ago. But just God's confirming his word and new things. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, as we look back across the year, Father, we just thank you for the great things that happened this year, Lord. Many things to praise and rejoice over, Lord. We just also acknowledge, Lord, there's many struggles and hardships in people's lives. But Father, we just thank you that you never left any of us through any problem or any struggle, Father. And Lord, that we come forth with victory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all the work that you've done in each person's life, Father. But Lord, I just say yes and amen, Lord, to new things springing forth next year, Lord. Not that we do, But Lord, the very things that you yourself will do, Lord, that you will do a new thing. And so, Lord, there's a great joy and expectation that rises in our heart, Father, Lord, as we look forward to the new things that are springing forth in the Spirit, Lord, new things that you're bringing next year, Father, in each of our lives, but Lord, in our church family as Grow Church here. So, Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace, Lord, and we want to honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.